California voters will get a chance to weigh in on a referendum question with national consequences this November. The ballot question, Proposition 49, calls for overturning Supreme Court decisions Citizens United and McCutcheon versus Federal Election Commission, which allowed almost unlimited and unaccountable money to flow into political campaigns. The California referendum effort is being spearheaded by the group Money Out, Voters In. The ballot question asks, shall the Congress of the United States propose and the California legislature ratify an amendment or amendments to the United States Constitution to overturn Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission and other applicable judicial precedents to allow the full regulation or limitation of campaign contributions and spending to ensure that all citizens, regardless of wealth, may express their views to one another and to make clear that the rights protected by the U.S. Constitution are the rights of natural persons only. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhu spoke with Michelle Sutter, who led the campaign through Money Out Voters In, or MOVI, and is now chairperson of the group Yes on Prop 49. Here she explains why her group pursued the ballot question option and how other states and municipalities are also working to overturn recent Supreme Court decisions on campaign finance law.
This is the issue we believe that Americans are most passionate about. But as John Nichols says, this is the most dynamic yet undercovered movement in America, and we think that's true.
The process of passing an amendment to the Constitution seems so laborious and really difficult. Do you think there's any other way to get money out of politics?
I don't think so. I mean, there was talk for a long while that this could be done through legislation. But I think folks have pretty much agreed that that's not workable. There are certain kinds of tweaks that one can do around the edges, but this Supreme Court will find that all of those laws, as they did, for example, when Montana tried to uphold their 100-year-old ban on corporate spending in elections, and the Supreme Court delivered a summary judgment that there can be no doubt that Citizens United applies to Montana. So that's where they're coming from. So we think that it's only an amendment that will really do it so that it becomes part of our Constitution and part of the fabric of our democracy. I don't think that an amendment, while it perhaps looks like an extreme lift from here, really is. I think part of the issue is that everyone speaks about it as though it's impossible, because that allows these kinds of undemocratic postures to remain entrenched and in place. When people do choose to amend the Constitution, it can happen very quickly, as it did when 18-year-olds were given the vote. If the American people see that something is correct, they will do it. And I think throughout our history, you'll notice that amendments tend to come in clusters. And we think that that's because, for example, in the Progressive Era, once you pass an amendment, that burden of impossibility is lifted, and folks say, ah, that actually wasn't too hard, was it? All right, now let's address this issue. And so that's the kind of thing we're hoping to have happen here, because Americans overwhelmingly believe that our government is corrupted by money and that something needs to be done about it. So we hope to provide some hope and a path to spur action.
Michelle Sutter, where I live in Connecticut and in many eastern states, voters can't pass binding referenda, but in California, you've passed all kinds of binding referendum questions. Why did MOVI, Money Out, Voters In, choose to pursue a non-binding referendum in this case?
We're not enacting any sort of California law, right? What our bill will do, or now Proposition 49, is call upon the Congress to act. So we're not changing anything in California. So the way that Californians have historically used their voter advisory mechanism, and we use it very, very sparingly, is when national policy is directly at odds with the will of the California people. So we are commenting on a national situation and letting the United States Congress know that we want them to get busy about this and make this a priority.
So far, 16 states have passed a call for a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United.
That's 16 states' legislatures. But the movement is much bigger than that. There actually are only 8 states in the United States who have taken no action on this matter, the Overturn Citizens United call. It is in process in 20 other state legislatures. It's been introduced, and there are a number number of states where there have only been municipal actions. For example, Utah, Salt Lake City, passed a resolution calling on the Congress to get us an amendment about this. And this is one of those things where you go, wait a minute, this is going on in 42 states, and I don't see this anywhere in the media. What is that about? And we think that's about how handsomely media profit from all of the money that is spent on campaigns.
You said there are two routes to a constitutional amendment. Can you elaborate?
There are two ways to amend the Constitution. One is it begins in Congress and goes to the states. And if that doesn't happen, the other option is the states call for a convention and convene with delegates, with representatives, and they actually wind up writing the amendment and taking it back to the states and just leaving Congress out of the process. So California has acted both ways. California and Vermont are the two states so far, and we hope that that catches fire as well, because we think this is an issue that does require the kitchen sink and whatever else we can throw at it.
That was Michelle Sutter of the group Money at Voters In and chairperson of the Yes on Prop 49 campaign. For more news and analysis on efforts to overturn recent Supreme Court rulings on money and politics, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.